Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It'll happen when it happens. Just hoping for good health and everything just kind of keep going the way it is. And whenever that day comes, everything will be good.
Caglione has done it again.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The kid's going to be just fine. Number one pick for the Royals in their draft this past year. Number one prospect. High hopes and for good reason.
If I had to guess, I would say, and I really like Pete Alonso. I think he's probably going to be a better player than Pete Alonso when all is said and done.
That sounded good.
Yep.
That's going to go a long way to right field. And
0-1. Launched high in the air. Hit well to right center field. Back in the alley. That ball's out of here. Jack Caglione takes the trip around the bases. A two-run homer into the Storm Chasers center field bullpen. 442 feet. A curveball down the middle. He hits it 108 miles an hour to center. My word, he hit that ball a long way.
Just the size and his ability to hammer pitches all over the place, out of the park, even if he doesn't square it up, it kind of reminds me of Shohei, to be honest.
Ooh, I can feel it all the way down in my plums. It's happening. It happened. Some of you might have said, Dusty, it's not going to happen until 2026. Dusty, it won't happen until well late into July, and that's if he's on a speed track to the big leagues. Dusty, it won't happen until rosters expand in September. Well, my pants have expanded, and it happened on June 1st. How you doing?
I know that I'm hard.
Better believe it.
Had to happen. They can't score a damn run. Had the Royals been scoring, I guarantee you they would have slow played it. But they aren't, and so they went and did something, man. There's nothing worse than watching people just hope things change, right? Well, it'll figure itself out. No, it won't. It won't. We've got 2 months now. We've got 60 games in. This is an anemic hitting team. They needed to insert some energy into their team. It's great for the other players in the locker room as much as it is, you know, Jack Caglione's going to be like, oh my God, I'm up at the big league level. This is really cool. But for those players inside that locker room, that gives them a breath of fresh air. That gives them a little, all right, it's go time. It's about that time of the year where everybody kind of needs a refresh, because quite honestly, for the last couple of weeks, this team was sleepwalking. They were boring. They're not an exciting ball club when you're not scoring any runs. Now you get the young kid in here, it's going to help you score some runs, and boom, all of a sudden now fans are excited again. It's a great move. It's great timing. You couldn't have planned it any better.
Number one prospect in the Royals organization, number 32 out of the top 100 in Baseball America. Let me say that again for you. Jack Caglione ranks 32 out of 100 for Baseball America's top 100 players in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't even taken a swing in the big leagues yet. So,
who's
ready.
Ranked ahead of him?
I mean, I don't.
I mean, that's minor leagues, right?
No, it's Baseball America. Minor leagues, he was a top 10 prospect. So he can't be my top 100 baseball players according to Baseball America. I mean, I could look it up.
I'd love to see that. It's got to be minor leaguers. There's no way he's the third best big leaguer right now according to Baseball America.
Well, he was a top 10 prospect.
That's just stupid. That's dumb. Baseball America does not have a guy who's never played in the big leagues as a top three player in the game.
Top 32.
Oh, I thought you said top three.
32.
Top 32 players in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still stupid. I mean, it really is. I mean, that's unfair expectations for the kid.
I mean, I'll look it up, but I mean, that's, I don't know why he'd be 32. And I mean, maybe it's their top prospects of 2025, but I don't think that's right. I think he's going to be in the top 10 on that. But we can dive into that. So, Gold and I went to Omaha this weekend. It was a very, 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 very fun trip. I highly suggest Omaha to a lot of people. A very fun time, especially locals like that live in Missouri and Kansas. It was about a 2-hour and 35-minute drive.
It's close, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Ran into a bunch of listeners, so shout out to those people that came out and made the trip. A lot of people made the trip on Saturday, drove up early, went to the zoo, then went to the game, and then either went home, because you wanted to. Omaha's great. I went to the Block 16, the burger joint.
How was the burger? Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Like, I mean, that's fine.
If I'm giving you the scale, I give it like a 6.9 to a 6.8. I just
out
thought
of
it
10?
Was out of 10.
That's a C.
That's a pretty good score.
That,
I mean, like 8. Like, what if you do the Portnoy one bite and those rules, like, eights are great.
Eights
like,
are
if you
amazing.
Get into the eight, yep. That's, like, solid. Like, to get absolutely your sack blown off to get, like, a 10, you're just like, I don't know, man.
No,
like,
I mean,
whatever. But like, it's, like, middle of the road. Like
68's a D, though. That's
I just, rough. I thought it was overhyped.
Well,
it was
yeah.
a good hamburger. It was a very good hamburger. I just thought, like, I was told by Jake Eisenberg it was the best burger I'd ever eaten in my life. That's not true. Swope's still reigns supreme. I will never eat a burger better than Swope's. That's the first thing I thought of in Rich Hill. Not Dick Mountain Rich Hill, who pitched on Sunday, who does so funny when he came to the dugout in Omaha. Alex and I were staying on the field because I threw out the first pitch Saturday's game, threw a strike down the middle. Mascot.
I think Rich Hill is older than you, if I'm not
he's
mistaken.
He's 42.
Okay, he is. Yeah,
yeah, or 44. I think he's 42. But he literally looked like we thought it was a bench coach
dead.
Coming down the ramp. We're like, oh, who's that? And like the announcer for the Storm Chasers, Nick, was like, oh, that's Rich Hill. And like Alex, like, dude, I thought that was like a first base coach, like a pitching coach. That's like how old, much older he looked.
I thought this is the old guy that they were honoring before the game.
Plus, there's, you know, minor leaguers. You're some are young, some are old.
Yeah.
But
especially a AAA, that's a hodgepodge.
But the funny story about the burger place was Alex won the daily special, which looked amazing. But I went with the suggestion from the lady that looked like she was either like a part owner or like a manager there. She seemed like she knew what she was doing at that place. She was very nice, very kind. And
what did she suggest for you?
I got the like block burger. So it was basically like a lettuce, mustard, pickle, onion, tomato, white cheese, and then fries and their fry sauce on the side. Very similar to Big Mac sauce.
Sounds like a very just standard burger. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah, delicious. Yeah. Again, 6.8, 6.9. Great score. Good score. Not great, but good score.
Yeah, good burger.
But everybody said it was the best burger I'd ever eat in my life.
It's hard to live up to that expectation.
Yeah, once you get that.
If I'd have gone into that burger place, like I went in to go see Ant-Man, where I'm like, Paul Rudd, superhero, we'll see what happens. And then I walked out, I was like, I was actually
you're like, wow, that's great.
Well, see, but that goes back to Jack Caglione, though. You can't have expectations that this is going to be the greatest thing that you've ever seen, because every time somebody tells you that, you go in and you have these expectations at a restaurant, and you're like, oh, man, I was expecting, like, bells and whistles.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're expecting, right?
Right.
Don't have that expectation for Cags. Just have, hey, we're going to have some fun watching baseball now.
So the daily special that day was a patty melt-style burger. It had their sourdough bread burger, their, like, fries, their burger sauce. It was, like, PM sauce, what they called it.
Sounds good.
And it had, like, sautéed onions.
Oh, God.
Right? And, like, white cheese on it.
Yeah.
Like a white cheddar. So Alex goes up to the lady, goes, hi, I want to get your special, but is there any way to get the sauce on the side? The lady goes, zero modifications on specials. We turned into Larry David, like, you just, instead of hitting the sauce, just don't hit the sauce. But it was like zero modifications on
the
special.
Well, they're probably swamped. They're doing things in the back. I mean, it's a
very
daily
swamped.
Special, you know, it's busy.
It was very much like Joe's KC, where you go in an order, then you go find your seat.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay, so they were churning and burning. They don't have
hopping.
Time for Alex's crap.
So,
I mean, I hate to be honest with you. Sorry, Alex.
Have the sauce.
Eat the damn sauce.
So I told Alex, like, scrape it off, you know, get it off, and get all the onions off, get the sauce, and then just put ketchup on it, and it'll drown it out. Didn't do it. Scraped the sauce off, ate it, 3 bites into it. I get that. And I'm like, what? He goes, it's too much sauce. He goes, but the fries are good. The fries are filling me up. And the funny thing is,
I mean, Alex is five.
He dropped this line. He'll be on his show today, 10 to 2. He dropped this line. I cannot make this up. They accidentally brought him a grilled cheese.
No, that's perfect. There was no accident there.
Before he got his burger, they brought, because he opened up the bread, he goes, there's no burger on here. And I go, I think they forgot the patty. So he stood up, goes towards the front desk.
No, he didn't.
And the lady
No, he didn't.
Yes, I'm not lying to you. The lady comes around the corner and goes, sorry, we gave you the wrong thing. We actually gave you a grilled cheese. After he ate half his burger.
Wait, there was a line, though, so you didn't have a waiter, right?
They had people that they had a number, like Culver's, and then they came by and dropped, like, we were number seven. They're like, number seven, here you go.
Right, so you didn't have, getting up, I can understand that.
Right. That makes a little
more
sense.
So he's like, he goes,
okay,
they forgot
makes
the burger.
More sense.
So he goes up, goes around, the lady goes, sorry, we actually brought you a grilled cheese. After he ate half his burger and was not satisfied, now the sauce thing, I told him, I was like, dude, just get a regular cheeseburger, you're not going to like the sauce. Because he'd never had a Big Mac. Alex never had a Big Mac.
My wife has never had a Big Mac either.
So he didn't know what Big Mac sauce tastes like.
Seriously.
Mac's awesome.
For the BMA event, bring two Big Macs.
Okay.
One for Alex and one for Jen.
Okay.
Yeah, you should.
I will.
And videotape them both.
Oh, I'll bring three. One for myself. So after he takes, I think he might have taken a bite out of the grilled cheese. Maybe he didn't. He just looks at me and goes, no, honestly, I probably should have just gotten a grilled cheese.
I mean, you do such a good Alex. The facial expressions and the like. He always looks so appalled. Like, I just wanted cheese on bread. They wouldn't give it to me. Well, that's not on the menu, man. Like,
right. So, but yeah, so
he's like a child.
He's like, honestly, I probably would have been better with the grilled cheese. He goes, and he kept going, but the fries are good. The fries
were they crinkle cut? Were they shoestring?
They were tavern style fries where they're like, they almost look like Popeyes fries, but they didn't have Cajun seasoning, like beer battered fries. Yes. We kind of were like the old school Cajun fries from Backyard Burger, if you remember what those were. I don't know. They were really, really good.
Those were the best.
Were they like coated in like batter and then fried type of stuff? And
they kind of looked like, I don't know.
Now you're making me hungry. Jen and I are going to Omaha for one day. We're doing the trip to North Dakota, right? Because it's the last of the 48.
Go to Block 16 and tell me what you think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And you know.
Now they tell you to always get the special, but Alex is getting it.
Why do they tell you to always get the special?
It just blows you away with what they do.
And like, it's always something different every day. Huh?
Like some guy reached out to me.
That's awesome.
Some guy reached out to me on Twitter and was like, what'd you get? And I told him I got like the Block Burger because they have one that has like a braised short rib on it with a burger.
Oh, dang, God. Dude. Yeah, why didn't you get that? Look how much you're smiling.
That's the other one she suggests I get, but I wanted to get like something that's like your staple, like the cheese pizza, try it, go raw, what it is. I thought it was good. I just didn't think it was like blow me out of this world good. We ended up seeing live music on Friday night at a downstairs bar. We ended up somehow Saturday night into a tiki bar speakeasy.
Nice.
Got like these, like, cool. Some guy's drink was on fire when
that's
he
awesome.
Built it.
Sweet.
We went to the Marlins game a few years ago, and they had drinks on fire in plastic glasses. Ugh.
That's chemicals.
You know how many people were in that bar not watching the Marlins game? Everybody.
Yeah,
it was like a nightclub in the stadium, and all these drinks are on fire in plastic cups.
On the way to Omaha, Alex ripped open 24 packs. We were ripping packs.
Did you guys
on the way
have
there?
To stop so he could pee?
No, he had to stop so he could eat.
On the way to Omaha, Friday after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't get to eat. That makes sense.
Yeah, so he's like, he goes, dude, I'm starving. Yeah. He's like, we got to eat
something
before we eat
there. When did you go to Block 16? On Saturday?
Saturday afternoon. Okay. We went to the farmer's market. Lot of talent.
Yeah.
Lot of talent in Omaha. I don't know how both of us came back single. I mean, I do know.
Yeah. You looked in the mirror and
realized. Hotel was cool. It was like Alice in Wonderland themed.
What?
Oh, yeah, dude, it's crazy.
What hotel is it?
Did you get any pictures or something?
Yeah, I guess I put it on the IG and stuff like that. I'll send it to you. I'd have to look, like the Hotel Deco or something like that, or I don't know. It was downtown Omaha. It was a fun trip.
Yeah,
man.
It sounds awesome.
I want to take a trip there. That sounds fun.
So, yeah, so we're going to go
to North. Lona was the place we went to.
Lake Lona?
Yeah, it's like a speakeasy.
It sounds like I need more than
bar.
One night in Omaha.
But the floor was warped. Like, Alex, I thought we were going to have, like, we were walking like Chet Holmgren.
Warped on purpose, or was it?
I don't know, dude. But if we fell through the hole, Alex, like, could you imagine the lawsuit? I was like, geez, just have some fun.
And that's where his mind went.
Yeah, he goes, dude. He goes, I thought I was gonna sink, and I was like,
if anybody's gonna fall down on a warped floor, it would be Alex.
Yeah, it was good. We became very good friends this weekend,
and then
we went and saw Jack on Friday night, hit a home run on a second pitch. I threw out the first pitch on Saturday. Alex, you got the video of it. It was fun. Couldn't throw from the mound because it's not allowed. So don't come. Yeah, they said it was not allowed.
Who said that?
The guy on the field.
Wow.
Oh. He was like, you can't throw from the slab. You can throw from the very edge of it. So I couldn't throw from the top, but I could throw from the mound in Kauffman. So don't come at me, bro. Don't come at me. Shane Gillis was in town Friday night. Didn't know it.
In Omaha?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Saw the College World Series. Now I want to watch the College World Series.
How does that stadium look? Cool.
Sick.
Yeah.
It's just, and the other thing that's crazy, the Storm Chaser Stadium in the middle of a suburb.
Yeah.
Literally, like you go through these nice.
Oh, wait a second. Where was that again?
It's 119th. Okay. You go through these, like, you literally go through this nice-ass suburb with these nice houses, and all of a sudden it's like, and you've arrived. And you're like, that's a AAA stadium right there. That's insane.
The fact that Omaha has two major baseball stadiums, too, is unbelievable, you know?
And then the funniest part for me was there was a girl handing out Surfside koozies. And I was like, Alex goes, can we get one of those? And she's like, yeah, as long as you take a picture with it. And he's like, oh, well, Surfside's dusty. Like, he's, you know, they, you know.
Oh, I'm sure she knew you, right?
No.
Oh.
And she kind of gave me the, oh, yeah, sure they are.
Yeah, right.
Like, okay.
Yeah, all right.
And then we walked around with the CAG shirts that they gave out for their show. And everybody was like, dude, those shirts are cool. Where'd you get them? Well, Kansas City is, you know.
Alex literally went up to the Surfside girl and said, do you know Dusty? He endorses the product. Like, that's something my wife or mother would do.
I don't know if it was that delivered that way, but it was like, yeah, Dusty actually endorsed the Surfside.
Oh,
she's like,
okay.
And she just goes, yeah, sure. I was like, all right, whatever.
She's probably like, cool, you drink a lot of it, sweet.
Yeah.
You know?
She's like, you
He's
like-
on the radio. She goes, the what?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what's that?
What the hell was
what?
That?
What?
Yeah. Somebody says, sounds like a bromance. Yeah,
good
it was.
Between who?
Yeah, me and Alex.
Oh, I think about you and Gags. Oh, could be one or the too. Other. Me I don't too. Know.
And that was your thing is all these people that, you know, listen, they're like, oh, Dusty, you've been like, you know, fluffing up this whole Cags thing. I'm like, you'll see. And he came out of that dugout and like every guy was like, oh, my God. And every woman was like, oh.
My oh, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He appeals to everybody.
Got to break a lot of hearts, man.
He's going to be, he may be the biggest, you know, heartthrob that we've had this side of Eric Hosmer in town.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right? Kelsey?
Well, he's taken, though, you know?
But he wasn't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was. He
well,
was,
he was for a while with Kayla Nicole.
I Haas was that guy for a while.
Haas was that guy. Yeah. Haas was that guy that all the women loved and all the dudes loved, too. Like,
no doubt.
I don't know that we've seen a guy like that. I think it's going to be this kid, Cags.
No doubt. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk to Vern all about Cags because that's what we want to do here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long-time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
Well, we had to wait till Christmas. I guess Christmas was last night at 9 o'clock. Vern, I guess you could probably imagine how I feel today. How do you feel, Josh Vernier, about the call-up of Jack Caglione?
I'm excited for Royals fans, and I'm hoping that the young man can run into some extra base hits because those have been very difficult to come by. I'm excited for it.
I'm excited, Vern, but I'm also excited to see the pressure that gets released, at least I think anyway, from the rest of this offense. I liken him to like one of those pressure valves. You just hit it, lets a little air out, and everybody can kind of relax maybe a little bit right now because, you know, Bobby for the last month has been insignificant. Salvi has been basically insignificant all year. I'm hoping this adds a little boost to them and lets them play a little, you know, more stress-free.
Why do you think that'll happen?
Because people are going to be focused on him maybe a little bit more. I think more than anything, Vern. Like, I don't know what to expect from Cags, right? It's hard at the big league level.
I'm just
hoping he kind of fits into the lineup and gives these guys a little kind of boost in their step and maybe makes them a little bit better. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the issue is right now, he's like the cleanup hitter.
I know.
He's hitting fifth coming up tomorrow, you would think. Yeah, does it take pressure off? It certainly takes attention off because this isn't something that, while Royals fans have high expectations for Jack Caglione, the full force of Major League Baseball's marketing team, and we can joke about the strength of that, but the full force of Major League Baseball is behind Jack Caglione. Rob Manfred wants Jack Caglione to work because he's big, strong, and beautiful and would be a terrific face for the game. So, yeah, there's an immense amount of pressure, even more so than what we're putting on Jack. There's plenty coming from outside. Does that alleviate the pressure on Salvi, Bobby, and Vinny? Let's hope so, but it also could heighten that. You would like to think that a $300 million guy in Bobby Witt Jr., a future Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez, and a guy that believes, you know, as he's about to enter arbitration, a guy in Vinny that is hoping to get paid this upcoming offseason. You would like to think that they see the arrival of a 22-year-old and say, all right, well, let me take some of the pressure off the young man. Let me go out there and execute against the St. Louis Cardinals beginning tomorrow night. But, you know, as I say that, they've been saying that to themselves for 60 games now, and it hasn't worked. Nobody's going to let Bobby beat him. Vinny did have his moment on Saturday, and I'm hoping that bodes well for his future. As he's starting to look more and more like the Vinny Pasquantino we saw last season. You just look at him over the past 10 days, 4 strikeouts, 4 walks. That's more in line with the Vinny that we've grown to love. He's batting .336 since the start of May. So Vinny hopefully turning it around. But like we've talked about plenty over the past few weeks, you can't consider yourself a division title contender if you're going to ask a 35-year-old catcher to hit cleanup for you in July and August in Kansas City. To me, that's too tough of an ask. And to be honest with you, talking about the division title, you hate to root for injuries, but to me, that seems to be the only way. An injury needs to befall the Detroit Tigers if the Royals are going to leapfrog that ball club. Because dropping that game yesterday, you're now 2-5 against Detroit, which means you need to go 5-1 in those six games in the final 10 days of August. You need to win five of those six games against Detroit to leapfrog them, to take the season series. So, yeah, unfortunately, to me, that loss yesterday made the road to the top of the American League Central even more difficult than it already appeared. The Royals mm-hmm. now in the bottom half of the American League. When you look at win-loss record, the offense is now killing them. I used to jump down people's throats in April when they say, "Oh, Vern, the offense is killing us." Well, it's not, because you're still right in there. You're still in the mix. You're still above 500. And yeah, Royals are still three games above 500, but the division title now feels out of reach, and you're no longer even in the playoff conversation. So the offense is finally killing this team, and that leads to the call-up of Cags.
So let me ask you this, because you and I are kind of on the same page. I wanted to wait as long as I possibly could to get this guy up here. But here we are now 60 days in. This offense can't score runs. There are obviously not a lot of bats out there that are available right now. And Jack Caglione told us he was ready, Vern. That's what you have to wait for, right? Like, when the player tells you he's ready, I think he's told us over these 50 games he's beating the snot out of everybody.
Well, there's nothing
down there
to learn in Triple A.
Right, exactly.
What they were hoping he would learn, he's not going to learn, because he's too good.
Right.
He's too big, he's too strong, so he's going to chase out of the zone and have success doing so.
Right, and so he comes up now to the big league level. He's shown that he's ready, but it's also when the Royals aren't scoring a lot of runs. And I remember JJ saying, you know, at the beginning of the year, whatever, you don't want to bring them up when they're not scoring a lot of runs, but you can't continue to waste the starting pitching either. Like, it's just such a, I don't know if it's a perfect storm or whatever the situation is, but it's like he was ready and they need him, and so therefore you bring him up.
Yeah, desperately, because, you know, the past few post-game shows, I think, have explained to most fans, not me, the concerns that have come from the fans have explained to the other fans exactly what ails this team, because you look up and down the lineup, Kyle Isbell cannot perform any better than what he's doing right now this season. Nick Lofton, John Rave, Drew Waters, Freddie Fermin, Mark Canna, they're doing their jobs. They're not doubles hitters. They're punching Judy's. They're slap hitters. They're hustle guys. They're versatile guys, but they're not get on my back and let me carry you for nine innings type of guys. Neither is Jonathan India. You look at the 13 hitters on this team, Bobby can beat you with one swing. Vinny can beat you with one swing. And Salvi can beat you with one swing. Everybody else is just looking to nickel and dime you. Just looking to go to the opposite field for a nice single and try and spark something. I mean, how many singles did we see this weekend against the Detroit Tigers? A ton. How many extra base hits did we see? I mean, I would have to go back and look, but I think it's less than three. There's just an absolute lack of power on this team. And okay, yeah, maybe this pitching staff, and I believe this pitching staff can keep you in the fight for the duration of the season, so long as they can stay healthy. You know, you'll be able to remain around 500, but let's be real. Unless you have a guy that can change the game against a good pitcher in October, you're going to be an easy out come the postseason. So you look at this offense and how they performed over the first 60 games, it's the lowest scoring offense in franchise history by a wide margin. The expansion Royals in 1969 scored 204 runs in the first 60 games. This team has scored 194 runs, so 10 off the pace from the first ever Royals ball club. You had to do something, and you need someone that can produce runs with one swing. And Cags is the only guy in the organization that can do that right now, because you've called every other option up from Omaha. They're all nice players, hard-nosed players, but they're not game changers.
Vern, you had mentioned you can't have Salvador Perez hitting fourth in your lineup. I thought it'd be a good idea to put Cags somewhere that could cushion him between two vets. I thought maybe the fourth slot, like you had mentioned earlier. Does that make sense to you, to kind of sandwich him between Vinny and Sal and let him kind of get his cuts in the league that way?
I don't know if I want to go left-left with Vinny and Cags. Right. I think Cags might end up in the five spot. The thing that I want, I want to see Michael Garcia get on the other side of those big fellas.
Mm-hmm.
With Cags, Salvi, and Vinny, there's not going to be very much action on the base paths. So you either want to clump those three together and acknowledge we ain't doing nothing when these guys are on the base paths. And if you do that, Michael needs to get up there with Bobby so mm-hmm. him and those two can get a little action going at the top of the lineup. So, you know, the India, Bobby, Vinny, Michael, Cags, Salvi, that's how I'd throw it out there. So Cags in the five spot, Michael moves up to the three. That's what I would do. Now, maybe Q, as he's told you guys countless times, you want balance in the lineup. Mm-hmm. Maybe he doesn't want those three slow runners all together. So maybe Cags debuts down in the seventh spot, and by this time next week, he's up to the five spot. But, that to me is going to be interesting to see, is do you want your speed guys together and the slow guys clumped in the middle? Or, as Q normally says, do you want balance and spread them out a little bit?
So, Vern, do you look at Cags with expectations that he is going to be a 25 home run guy the rest of the season, 30 home run guy the rest of the season? Like, what are your expectations for Jack Caglione?
I expect him to be replaced late in games defensively. If you find yourself in a one-run game, I don't think you're going to keep him out there in right field. So you're going to lose the bat. That could come back and bite you in a few games. You know, the concern that the team had with Cags was chase rate, swinging outside the zone. But again, he's so big and so strong that even when he would swing outside the zone, Dusty, I think you guys saw it on Friday, his final single was a fastball on the shoe tops, and he just laced it to center field because, again, he's so big, so strong, and so immensely talented. You know, if you have a high chase rate, that can be exploited at the big leagues. You know, we see plenty of guys get here, learn that lesson that they were unable to learn in Omaha, and you know, ultimately need to go back to AAA to work on that issue before returning back to the big leagues. But again, Cags is immensely talented. Do I expect him to be a 320 hitter like he was throughout his minor league career? No. But as J.J. Cooper told Cody and Gold last week, this is a guy that, you know, is going to hit 250, 260, but could lead Major League Baseball in home runs and will certainly wear out the gaps at Kauffman Stadium. So, yeah, my expectations are for him to be a threat. You know, someone that in the pitchers meeting tomorrow morning in St. Louis, his name comes up very quickly. We can't let Bobby beat us, and this Cags kid has legit pop. You know, those pitchers meetings, just think about them over the past few weeks. They're very quick. Don't let Bobby beat you. All right, that's it, guys. Appreciate you coming in. I mean, that's really it. You, Vinny wasn't beating anybody. Salvi's not beating anybody. You dive into their numbers with runners in scoring position. It was brutal. Mm-hmm. I mean, the team as a whole, worst in Major League Baseball when it comes to OPS with runners in scoring position. They were fifth best in the sport last season. So I think Cags is at least something else that Andre Pallante and Miles Michaelis and Matthew Libitor are going to have to talk about tomorrow in St. Louis. It's something else, some other option of this very bad offense, another option where, hey, we need to be careful with this dude because he could beat us with one swing of the bat.
Vern, when you look at this team, obviously Caglione, I was listening to you on Sunday doing your pregame show, your on-deck show, and I thought that you said a lot of stuff that I was thinking as well, that, yeah, the power's there, and that's what opens the eye to everyone at Jack Caglione, but I think what opened the eye to JJ and maybe to, you know, to the scouts on this team and everybody that watches these guys, you know, dissect them little by little, it was more so going down 0-2 and working a walk, hitting a sack fly, doing what he needed to do, not necessarily doing what people want him to do, and I think... Do you think that's a little bit to why it was expedited, or is it just strictly because of how putrid the offense is?
No, I think it's more the former. No doubt about it. Yes, the awful offense and the series loss and the division title hope slipping away, sure, was part of the reason why we see Cags today. But I do think there's a belief within this front office that, and there's a little bit of disappointment, just a little bit of disappointment with it, that the lessons that they were hoping Cags would learn in the minor leagues before he became that finished product ready for the big leagues, I don't think he can learn it at AAA. So he's going to have to take those licks, likely at the big league level, and we'll see how he responds. But, you know, Dusty, you bring up a great point. You know, you talk about the chase rate, and then you look at his plate appearances this past week, and it's almost it's Bobby Witt Jr. like, in that I remember his first spring training, his first season, right? He was below average defensively, and you know, here's what they would say: "Hey, Bob, we need you to work on this, this, and this." And the next time they would see Bobby, he would have this, this, and this perfected. He was, you know, a high aptitude player, and I think Jack Caglione might be that as well. You give him a task, give him something to work on. You know, right field to go along with that chase rate. I'm not really worried about right field. The chase rate was concerning. It was impressive what he did this past season. Sure, he's going to find a difficult stretch or two at the big league level, but who doesn't? No, I think it has more to do with Cags than the offense. I would say 60-40 Cags is why he's here.
So when you were talking earlier, Vern, you had mentioned where they were last year in runners in scoring position, right? And now they're last. What's the difference? Like, why are they so dramatically different from a year ago?
Vinny and Salvi, and, well, Bobby's still getting it done. Bobby just doesn't get very many opportunities because that's the only guy that can beat you. Last year, Vinny hit 360 with runners in scoring position. He's hitting below 200 this year. Last year, Salvi hit 330. He's barely hitting 200 last year. They were three of the 15 highest OPSs in Major League Baseball last year when it came to hitting with runners in scoring position. And now, out of the 160-some-odd qualified hitters, you know, they rank like 140 and 150th collectively. Those three, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, were Herculean last year. They alone carried this team from awful offense to middle-of-the-road offense. So the fact that all three of them are well short of their 2024 numbers and they're surrounded by a bunch of Punch and Judys, that's why you see this offense at the bottom of Major League Baseball, because the guys that did everything last year are not doing enough, not even living up to their own expectations this season. And the other guys that you were hoping would supply some power, well, Melendez is at Omaha, Renfro's taking care of his kids, and Michael Massey's now your eight hitter. So those were three guys that you were expecting to get some extra base pop from, and none of them have provided it. So no surprise pop from anybody, and your three biggest bats have all disappointed. Put that together, and you have the worst scoring offense in franchise history.
Vern, I got to ask you, you got an on-deck show coming up tomorrow. The next time the Royals are home is, what, Tuesday the 10th against those Yankees, which would be Caglione's debut. No chance, right? Any chance?
Any chance of what?
Maybe tickets? On the pitch clock?
Oh, no, no.
Okay,
no,
Yankees
no.
Too high demand.
I
okay.
Ain't got Yankees.
Oh, I didn't know if you had that sort of inside
Come
information.
On, Vern.
You know? I put the ticket request in before the season. I wasn't right. Expecting Cags in the 10th of June.
This does not eliminate their efforts to go out and get a bat, whoever that bat may happen to be, right?
It better not.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure we're on the same page there.
Yeah, they're more than one Jack Caglione. Even if he is Giancarlo Stanton, right. they still need another bat.
No doubt.
Well, either way, it's going to be probably the most anticipated on-deck show since, I don't know, last year's playoff game, because Cags in St. Louis. Tomorrow night, Vern, we'll be ready for you.
Can't wait. Thanks, man.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. That's Josh Vernier there. Joining us, our Royals insider here on 96.5 The Fan. Love that, man. Between him and Cags, I don't know where I'd go. I'd probably stay loyal to Vern. Plus, he's more my age, if that makes sense. Coming up on the other side, we'll dive into what Vern had to say. Plus, no draft in our lifetime. Is that really a thing? That's what Peter King's saying. Sometime, maybe in the future. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco. Oh, yeah. Beakley, hate it. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
We're back. 96.5 The Fan. Been a fast show today. It was a fast night as well last night. Jack Caglione getting the call. First game tomorrow night in St. Louis. You can hear that, of course, on 96.5 The Fan, on the app, on the station. However you want to get your Royals baseball, feel free to Dive into that because Caglione makes his debut in St. Louis tomorrow night against those damn Cardinals. And that game starts at 6:45. So 6:45 is the night game in St. Louis with Caglione making his debut. But we take a break from that. We'll dive back to it at 9 o'clock in just shortly, about 10 minutes. But Peter King, he predicts the NFL could do away with the NFL draft in our lifetime. That's interesting.
Stupid is what I think it is.
Quote, at some point, I believe in our lifetime, there is not going to be a draft, Peter King said this week, and college football players will be able to look at the landscape of 32 teams and say, I'd like to go here. I'd like to go there. Whatever it is. Of course, beyond the ramifications for this competitive balance and parity that the league loves so much, it could be and would be a big business hit for the NFL to lose its draft. The event is well attended. It's one of the top three sporting events of the year, obviously, by some people.
Well, I wouldn't.
There's no way they get rid of the draft.
I think it'd be a dumb thing if the NFL did. We talk about going away from free TV. You go away from the draft and just allow guys to choose coming out of college what teams they want to go for. You'd have to fold up about 95% of the teams in the NFL because dudes would not want to go and play for the Carolina Panthers, the Cleveland Browns, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Houston Texans, and the list goes on and on and on. And on and on and on and on and on, who people aren't going to want to play for. I know we want to live sports at times, and I used to be a big proponent of, hey, you know, everything in sports needs to be, you know, equal and all that kind of stuff. But the more you think about it, the more you look at it, you can't do it that way. You wouldn't have these leagues. I mean, imagine if you didn't have a draft in baseball. Who's signing up to play for the Pirates or the Royals, you know, years ago, right? Nobody would. Nobody would. You just wouldn't. And so that's where we are right now in the NFL. Who's signing up to play for Carolina or New Orleans or, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars or whatever bottom feeders out there, Tennessee. Nobody wants to play for those teams. You'd never be able to have a league if you got rid of a draft and just allowed people to go out there and be on whatever team that they wanted to be on. Now, the flip side is if these teams wanted to be competitive and remain relevant, some of these skinflint owners would have to go out there and actually spend some money. And I'm talking the baseball side of things, as opposed to just, you know, getting draft picks and keeping guys around and whatnot. You actually have to go out and spend money, make your team better. So it may force organizations to make themselves better. But I just don't think at the end of the day, going away from the draft is the right way to do it. And sports is not real life. Like, we can all choose to go which teams and places to work if we wanted to. But if you were allowing athletes to choose what NFL team they want to play for, they'd all want to play in Kansas City, and the Raiders wouldn't be able to field the team.
Mac?
Well, that's the crazy thing is 15 years ago, yeah, we'd be screwed. No one would have wanted to come to Kansas City.
For the Chiefs.
So this is nonsensical. This is idiotic. This is...
It's a June article dump.
Yes, this is a clickbait article. Not only just think about, forget the sports side of it, just the money side of it. The NFL is never going to get rid of one of the most profitable three-day weekends they have in their offseason.
Yeah.
This is one of the most watched TV events of the year. It's a top three sporting event of the year. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, it's one of the most watched events of the year. There's no way they're going to get rid of it. And then you think about it from a sports side of things. Yeah, Bob, it just doesn't make sense. This is what sports are. Yes, it is not real life, and that's why we like it, because, yeah, you can't just decide what's best for yourself. Sometimes you're going to have to work through it. You know, Arch Manning next year, I'm sorry, you're probably going to have to go to New Orleans. You're going to have to suck it up, and who knows? Maybe you're the revitalizing factor of that franchise and becomes a great sports story.
I mean, just go back to your uncle, Eli, right?
Yep.
He revitalized the Giants. And what else happened? Philip Rivers revitalized the Chargers too.
They were fun.
They didn't win anything, but boy, they were a good team every single year. You can have that kind of impact as a quarterback in this league if you did something like this. And the NFL's business model would be destroyed if you did, you know, no draft, because it just wouldn't be able to prop up these other teams. And again, nobody would want to play for these teams. You'd ultimately have contraction because you wouldn't get enough players, enough good ones. Fans don't want to watch these turds go out there and play. It would change the whole dynamic of the game. And it would just be absolutely ridiculously dumb if they got rid of a draft in professional sports.
So Mahomes would have played for the Cowboys. Kelsey would have gone to the Bengals.
Would he have at that time, though? Because the Cowboys sucked at that point in time. You know, like just go back to that year, 2017, when Mahomes was drafted. Yeah. who are the premier teams in the NFL?
Patriots.
The Patriots. You know, yeah. you'd want to go there.
Yeah.
You maybe wanted to go to the Rams, maybe. Well, not quite at that point in time.
But like Pittsburgh, probably.
Pittsburgh,
still.
Probably.
Yeah.
Baltimore, maybe, is maybe a spot you wanted to go. Maybe Seattle's a spot.
Oh, definitely.
With Pete Carroll up there. San Francisco, you know. You know, there have been some other spots that probably would have ranked higher than Kansas City, and so you cannot do
Jacksonville.
That. I mean, exactly.
Jacksonville would have been ranked pretty high.
You're right, they would have been. If the NFL wants to continue to push this fallacy of parity in their league, which it is a complete farce, there is no parity in the NFL, but we think there is. You get rid of the draft, you totally lose the biggest kind of quote-unquote drawing card for your league, is that people believe that anytime, anywhere, anybody can win. Not the case. And so you get rid of that myth of parity in the NFL if you got rid of the draft, too.
From the 816, Binkley would lose his damn mind.
What would Binkley what would do? I mean, we'll ask him on Wednesday.
Would that get him to stop watching football?
No.
If they took away the draft?
I think it would lose some love for him, for
that
sure.
That takes away half of his season. By week 8, he's starting to think about mock.
I mean, think of all of the clicks that just NFL.com gets from mock drafts and draft conversation. People love it. We have no idea who these people are that are getting drafted, but by God, we're clicking on every damn mock draft we see out there. Like, from that standpoint alone, like, if the NFL did get rid of, this is a great test balloon that they put out there by Peter King, and that's what this is. Peter was probably told by somebody in the NFL, hey, eventually we'd love to get rid of the draft. Peter floats the idea out there. It gets hammered. They don't get rid of the draft. That's how things like that work, but I know we're always looking for ways to reinvent ourselves. I don't think getting rid of one of your more pop next to the Super Bowl is probably the most popular day on the NFL calendar is that Thursday, the first round of the draft.
No doubt. I mean, that or the Thursday night game, the first one of the year.
Yeah. AFC Championship game. Yeah.
Everything kind of comes at the right time. The Super Bowl, the end of the year, obviously the biggest game. Then we're jonesing for football, so the draft comes along. Then we're jonesing for football, and even if it's Dallas, we'll watch. You know, like that kind of stuff.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho?
comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
They've got the tentpole, you know, events. They've done a great job with that. There's no reason to mess something up like this at all, which means they probably will.
Oh, boy. We get to the 9 o'clock hour. We can dive back into what maybe your expectations are for Jack Caglione as he makes his big league debut tomorrow night at 6:45 in St. Louis. Will there be some local radio people there? We'll find out on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.